Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Hello, beautiful spirits. Thank you for joining me here today. Do you ever wonder why you don't enjoy celebrating your birthday? Some people love it. They love being the center of attention, and they really feel like they just have a good time, and they don't mind being the center of attention. But other times, and certain people really don't enjoy it. Either you have no one to celebrate with, or you do, but you shy away from it. And why do we do that? Why don't we celebrate ourselves? Sometimes I think it's just the age thing. We don't want to celebrate the age. But then why can't we celebrate the fact we were born? Why can't we celebrate who we are this time around? This year, maybe we've had a lot of changes over the last year. So why can't we then just enjoy who we are and allow other people to celebrate with us? A lot of times, we just can't do that. A lot of people can't do that. And I think it's because we get really self-conscious of who we are and what we say and how we act and interact with other people. Maybe we are afraid of being judged for our age or for what we look like. And so when it comes to celebrating ourselves, we would rather almost judge ourselves and find ourselves lacking. Sometimes that happens because other people have done it to us, and we sort of adopt that way of being. We become that we don't want to be. We agree on some level subconsciously with whatever that other person said, maybe when we were growing up, teachers, other students, bullies, sisters, brothers, parents, grandparents, or whoever raised you. Somebody said something that made you say no, but then somehow you adopted it anyway. You believed that you weren't good enough. You believed that you weren't worth celebrating. And so you simply aren't comfortable doing it. And you might not even know why or how that is. But somehow we still get caught up in it. Today I want to make sure that you allow yourself to release some of those things that are holding you back from being able to celebrate who you are. Let me tell you all the reasons why I think that you should celebrate who you are. See if any of these feel really bad to you or really good to you. The first reason I think that you should celebrate who you are is because you're unique. You are an amazing being. No one else is on the planet like you. You are a one-of-a-kind being. And so celebrating that is an amazing thing to do. You have unique talents. You have unique gifts. You are different from every other person. And that is indeed something to celebrate. The second thing I want to say is that you're worth celebrating. You're worth everything. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. Borrow my belief in that you are worthy of being celebrated. You're worthy of so much more than you may even think you are. You deserve a big party thrown in your honor if you want it. You deserve a special celebration. I know I had a boyfriend at one point that it was his 50th birthday. I think we'd only been dating about a year, but I wanted to do something really special. So besides, yes, I did have some money and I didn't mind spending it. So I took him to, if you've heard of Napa, I took him there overnight. We had a bed and breakfast place, and it had the hot tub and jacuzzi in the bedroom, which is really unusual. And it wasn't decadent or anything strange, but it was just beautiful. I took him on the Napa Valley wine train, and then I got him a hot air balloon ride for his birthday. All those things. And then the other thing I think that meant the most to him, even more than that, was the fact that I had just read recently about being able to make someone feel special. And I went ahead and I blew up 50 balloons. Somebody who couldn't ever blow up balloons before, I managed to figure out how to do it. I think the air was a little better because I had done so much singing. And I blew them up. I'd figured out ahead of time, I wrote down 50 things that I thought were wonderful about him. I kind of split them up into three different things. One was about being a father. One was about just his beingness as a person, his personality. And the other one was his music ability, because he had a lot of music ability. So I put each one in. I had 50 balloons in the car before we even left. And I gave him a birthday card with a pin in it, a straight pin. And he looked at me, goes, "What's this for?" I said, "Come with me." I dragged him over to my car and he opened the door with a shock and he looked at it and he started popping the balloons and finding what was inside. And that made him feel very uncomfortable first, but then it made him feel really good about himself. How can you possibly take that all in when someone gives you 50 different things that are amazing about you? And how often do we think about ourselves that way? But to really embrace those feelings is a miracle sometimes, because we don't see it. And can you imagine if someone did that for each person they knew? "These are 50 things I love about you. And you know, I haven't done that for anyone else, and I just may do it now. Because there are so many things that I love about my friends and the people that are in my life. And I want to make sure that they know how special they are to me." And isn't that a wonderful thing? And if you turn around and do that, you're going to change your vibration and who you are enough so that you never know, someone may turn around and do the same thing for you. But paying it forward, even without getting it yourself, is a miraculous thing. And it makes you want to celebrate yourself when you get something like that. It makes you think, oh, maybe I am special. Maybe I am unique. And each person on the planet is, but they don't always see it. And that's something that I'm hoping this show will help with. What's another reason why I think that you're special? I think that you're worth celebrating. Maybe you have accomplishments that are worth celebrating. Maybe you have a lot of love to give that people haven't even noticed about you. And that's worth celebrating. Or a kindness or whatever trait you have that make you worth celebrating. There are so many different things that it could be. I couldn't even name them all because obviously each person is different. I also want you to know that when you're celebrating, whether it's your birthday and yourself or you're celebrating someone else, finding that true gift, not a material gift so much, but a gift of spirit, a gift of love, a gift of whatever it may be, finding that feeling that you want a gift to that person and then showing them what that is. Showing yourself what that is something that can really make a difference to the people in your life. And you know, because I live alone right now, I decided since I'm moving soon to out of state, and I absolutely adore the cakes that they make at Safeway, which is the grocery store near me. They have a great bakery. I really decided to celebrate my birthday this year and say, you know, I may still work or do other things, but I'm going to buy myself a birthday cake. I never used to do that. And the last few years, I started doing it again. My parents did it for me. My mother always got me a specific cake. And I loved that coconut cake so much, I decided to get myself one this year. And like I said, I've done it for the last 5 years or so, on and off, maybe not all five. But it's something that makes me feel special. So what makes you feel special that you can do for yourself on your birthday? Do you want to take the whole day for yourself and remove yourself from people? Do you want to embrace it and find people to go out with? They don't have to necessarily pay for you, but at least you go out and enjoy yourself and do something fun to celebrate you. Sometimes we don't want to celebrate ourselves, like I said, because of things from our past or things that people have said, and we really don't feel comfortable in our own skin sometimes. If that's the case, I want to take you through a guided meditation, just a fairly short one. I want to make sure that you see that wonderful being inside of yourself. So let's take a moment and breathe. And just if you can, close your eyes. If not, just follow along with your eyes open, especially if you're driving or something. And just take that breath to allow yourself to be who you are and what you are right now, no matter what you think of yourself. And just breathe the stuff of the day, the worry, the fears, whatever they may be that's kind of bothering you, put it aside. You can pick it up later if you want, if it's still there. And let's count you in. 5. Allowing all those worries to sort of shuffle off. Put them behind a door in your brain or move them off to the side. 4. Feeling peace moving through you. 3. Allowing everything that you are to simply relax. All those muscles loosening up. 2. Feeling that peace through your mind and moving on down through your throat, down into your arms and your torso, all the way down into your toes. And then 1, feeling almost like you're levitating off of wherever you're sitting. If you're on a sofa, allowing yourself to raise up, allowing yourself to float like that balloon I mentioned, higher and higher, so your spiritual self is still connected to your body, but that you can raise up. And then I want you to really see and connect to whatever higher power that you can. Allow that higher power to shower you with love and blessings. Allow that higher power to speed through your entire spirit, all of that love, all of that peace, joy, whatever it is that you need at this moment. And then look down on your body, on that personality that is who you are in this lifetime, and allow that being, see it with love, see it with that peace, see that that being is unique and beautiful and capable. That being deserves love. That being is pretty darn good, and you deserve to be celebrated. Whatever it may be that you think you don't deserve it, if you think you're not good enough or smart enough or whatever that may be, see that little black cloud settling over your body and see what that is. Allow your spirit to shift that belief. See if it still is value to you or if it's just no longer a belief that serves you. It's no longer something that you want. Look at that belief. What is it that holds you back from allowing yourself to be this beautiful spirit and admitting that that's what you are? Seeing it for who you are. Whatever that is, can you see where it came from? Who was saying it to you? Where did you adopt it from? If you see and hear that it was something your parents said, a sibling, or someone else, realize that that does not have to be your truth. It does not have to be who you are. Because it's only a cloak, a dark cape per se, that's over your being, kind of smothering you and not letting you say your truth and be your truth. And be that magnificent spirit that you are. Allow yourself to release those words, to release that belief, to let it go and let it just disintegrate around you. That belief is no longer who you are. And allow yourself to raise up and just feel amazing. Allow yourself to be who you are at depth. And then breathe some more and see anything that's residual from that just disappearing. And it goes poof. It's no longer there. It no longer drags you down or holds you back. So that you can see with clarity from your spirit, the person that you are as a human being deserves love, deserves joy, deserves to have his or her dreams come true, deserves more than you ever thought, because you are truly a wonderful and wondrous being. Continue to take some breaths and continue to allow yourself to stay connected to your higher power as you start coming back to towards your body. Start settling back in again. I'm going to count you back up. And one, settling back into your body, allowing that feeling of joy to come with you, the feeling of peace. Two, starting to feel a little heavier maybe because you're starting to connect into your body more. Three, starting to feel your fingers and your toes, but still feeling that amazing love and joy and whatever it was that you allowed yourself to feel. And four, starting to feel your legs and your body. And five, wide awake, wide awake, wide awake. How do you feel? Have you let some of that stuff go that no longer serves you? Those beliefs, those feelings, those things that other people have said to you? The fact that you can be celebrated in some way or other doesn't mean that you have to be, some people call it over self-confident or proud or selfish or any of those things. It just means that you're comfortable in your own skin. You know your value. You don't have to be arrogant about it. It just means you are grounded in this love and in this beingness. So if somebody wants to throw you a party, you'll go, wow, that's so amazing. Thank you. Instead of going, no, I got other things to do, or embracing it in a way that is not kind of positive. I hate to use that word, but it's not healthy, perhaps, because you want to be just the center of attention and you don't care about anything else. You don't care about the people throwing it for you or anything. Now, perhaps, you'll see that other people can really see who you are. Once you can see yourself and the value you have, it's so much easier for other people to see it. And just know that I see it. I know that whoever you are, you have value and it's immeasurable. You are all you need to be right now. And I want you to know that. I want you to feel it. And I want you to celebrate yourself. Do it now. Don't wait for your birthday. Mine's in 2 days from the time I'm recording this. But do it now. Find something to celebrate about yourself. Heck, buy yourself a card. Say how wonderful you think you are. Read it and go, yeah, this is me. I think I'm pretty cool. Allow yourself to do that. It's a little bit of a homework. Find something for yourself that you love that might seem a little silly maybe and celebrate you. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to know more about me or about Connect Joy or Marconic's Multidimensional Energy, by all means, check out my website at connecttojoy.com. That's connect2joy.com. And I'm also on Instagram under the same name. And I do the Joy Corner every Sunday, which is an I Am affirmation on YouTube. And I have some archived podcasts right now coming out on Tuesdays, I think, or Wednesdays, I forget. And besides that, please realize that you are more than you need to be. You're already enough to have that beautiful, fabulous, joyful life that you desire.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast. And subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol DeShane, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.